That was so good. That meal was just wonderful. Thank you so much for inviting me over. I admit, I haven't visited anyone in a while due to the times. This was a real treat. A good friend inviting me over for dinner. Oh, you'd like me to stay a little longer? That's fine. Do you want to play a video game? Do you want to watch Twitch? You want to talk? That's fine. What would you like to talk about? Oh. Well, I always thought we were platonic friends. You know, you're seeing someone, or I thought you were, and we've been friends for a decade now, just a very long time. I can't really recall if I've known anyone for that long, besides my family. It's like we grew up together. I always appreciated being platonic friends with you. I was always able to hang out with you without feeling I was being looked at or wanted in a way that made me uncomfortable. Why are you looking at me like that? What? You like me all this time, and you never said anything. No, I hope I didn't offend you by what I just said. I'm just a little bit confused right now because we've spent tons of time together and you've never even shown a single sign that you liked me. I'm pretty perceptive, but I'm not a mind reader. Of course I would have liked if you would have told me, so I could at least know. How do I feel about it? Well, I'm still processing it, honestly, because I've never even thought about it this way. You were always just my friend, and I really had no idea you had even the slightest interest in me. So what are we supposed to do now? It's a little awkward, isn't it? Well, here's the thing. I like you too. You make me comfortable. You're kind and patient. You're intelligent. There's a lot of great things about you that I would love in my partner. But this just seems so sudden. Why is it that sometimes it's easier to hook up with strangers than people you've known your whole life? Not that this would be a hookup or anything, it's just the concept. I'm actually nervous right now. I can tell you are too. Just relax, it's just me, right? I haven't bit off your head or declined you, so I don't see why you have to be so tense. I have an idea. Would you kiss me? And then I will know. We will know. Come closer. That was something. Did you feel that? Or was that just me? Okay, good. Do you want to try again? Good chemistry. I'm liking this more than I thought I would. Would you like to go a little further? Well, I don't think we're platonic anymore, seeing as we just kissed. So I guess the possibilities are endless, aren't they? Why don't we sit on the couch together? And I'll take off my shirt. I know you've seen them before. I remember one time I was changing and I caught you peeking at me. I never told you that I saw you. I figured you'd be humiliated and I'd spare you the grief. So, here. Better? I can tell you like what you see. Oh, the bra, of course. There. All exposed. Now, this isn't very fair. You should take yours off, too. That's better. I know I've definitely seen you without your shirt because we've gone swimming, and I've always liked it. I just never said anything because, well, I'm shy. But it seems the time to act coy is long gone. You have me here in your room on the couch like this. What are you going to do? Good idea. Unbuckle your belt for me. Okay. There. I'm gonna put my hand over you through your boxers. Okay? There it is. Warm. Already a little hard, huh? Am I exciting to you? I like feeling this cock grow in my hands. What's that look for? It's as if you've never heard me say anything dirty. You know I enjoy doing it, I just do it sparingly. To the one that I like to do it to. Which right now is you. I'm gonna take this out of your boxers, okay? It's been a decade and I haven't gotten to taste you yet. That won't stand. Come here. Tastes good, dear. No wonder you always had a girlfriend. I couldn't see why she'd want to leave this. Are you doing all right up there? I haven't heard a word from you. You want to pet my hair? You know I like it rough. You don't have to be shy anymore. With your cock in my mouth, I think at this point we could say whatever we want to each other. Here, let me take my pants off so you could play with me. And the panties. Now I'm naked. Well, nude, rather. You know, I have this little secret. I have a hand fetish, and I've been staring at your hands for a long time. I've pictured your fingers inside my cunt. I've wondered for a long time as to what they would feel like. And now, you can show me. Would you? I'll suck your cock again while you do this to me. Okay? Your finger feels good. Exceptionally good. More. Don't be shy. Add another one. At three. I use a toy on myself at night, so you won't be tearing anything. The way you finger me only makes me want to suck you off harder. Mm. you want to fuck me, yeah, I want to fuck you too. Tell me how you want me. Dirty. I love doggy style. Don't tell anyone, but it's my favorite. It's the angle that the cock enters me. It hits my G-spot, too. And gets me in all the right places, and it allows me to fuck back, if you know what I mean. I like missionary too, but I don't like lying there like a dead thing. I like to reciprocate. I like to make you feel just as good as you do to me. We have a lot of time to make up for, so I'll get up and position myself for you, okay? Here. I'll bend over the couch, just like this. Put my ass in the air just for you. Go ahead, dear. I'm ready for you. You're a little thicker than I thought. Oh, but good. Take it slow at first, okay? Oh, I need to warm up a little bit. Oh, you're certainly thicker than all of your fingers. Fuck. Oh. Come on. You can go a little faster now. How long have you been dreaming of doing this to me? Yeah, me too. Very long time. Although I admit, it's been a while, so my stamina may not be as good as yours. I can see you can tell that already. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, you're fucking me faster. Oh. Oh, you're nice and deep, too. Oh, God. Okay. How long can you take this, huh? Why don't you do us both a favor and let us have our release? Our days of being platonic are officially over. It's about time, no? You want to do it again? Let's just cuddle a couple more minutes and then I'll be ready. I admit I'm a little sore, but it's nothing I won't get used to with you. I'm glad we've finally taken our relationship to the next level.